Today, answers matter more than ever before. That's why IBM is helping businesses manage customer questions with Watson Assistant. It's conversational AI designed to work for any industry. Let's put smart to work. Visit ibm.com/Watson Assistant.
This is DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg.
The NFL draft begins tomorrow. You can hear it right here, 7 o'clock, 98.7. And, of course, our station, 98.7, is celebrating the return of football with what we like to call the draft challenge. By correctly predicting the results of the first 11 picks, you can win 4 tickets to the Jets home opener, plus the jersey of the Jets' first pick. To enter, text DRAFT to 44202, followed by your picks listed 1 through 11. We'll assign a point for every correct pick and 2 points for a correct Jets and Giants selection. If you think there's going to be a trade, just use the word trade for that pick, all from your home for the NFL Draft, 98.7 ESPN. Where are we as far as show against show against show right now, Rick, at the station?
I have no idea. Listen, I haven't heard anything back. I figured Anthony would bring it to local meet and then would get back to me. Haven't heard anything from them. Heard nothing from the K show, nothing from Carlin. Hop Damer is nowhere to be found. Haven't heard from him. I don't even think he likes the draft. He probably hates it, actually.
Yes.
He's a Dolphins fan.
If you're a Dolphins fan, isn't this your draft? I mean, this is your draft this year.
Yeah, but you've got to have so much anxiety because, I mean, it seems like it's almost too good to be true, like this is too good to mess up. But if any team out there could mess it up, it would be the Miami Dolphins on the short list, right?
Yeah, I think you can't have confidence in them at all. So Rick, the only thing I can deduce from this is that the other shows are terrified and don't want to battle with us in our draft selections.
Yeah, I don't think they want the smoke, Dave. They're not about that life.
No.
Especially after what Canty did to Bart. I mean, just abused him.
I didn't hear it. It was unsavory, huh?
No, it was a beatdown.
I wasn't all that. Stop it.
Kind of like what you do to...
No.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kind of like what you do to Little Dave on a regular basis.
Wow.
It's very healthy, you know.
I know. Listen, I mean, you'll put an end to the urban legend. If you go blind, we'll know it's true.
Well, I think I do radio. All right, let's continue along here. 800-919-3776. Isaiah Simmons could go 3, could go 4, could go in the 5, 6, 7 range. We really don't know. We just don't expect him to go 1 or 2. Linebacker, safety, defensive end. God knows where he's going to actually line up. But he was on First Take earlier today, and he says he thinks he'd be a beautiful fit for the New York Football Giants.
Personally, I feel like I would be a great fit anywhere, just for the fact that with my versatility, I can fit into any defensive scheme, no matter what it is. And also, I feel like I'd be a great fit anywhere because when getting me, it's like getting 3 players in one.
3 players in one. You get a guy that can rush the passer, a guy that can cover and play safety. I mean, he is a really unique talent, Chris.
He's a unique talent. I don't know how dominant of an edge rusher he would be on a every down basis. I mean, if you're talking about him blitzing to be able to collapse a pocket, then I could see that. But relying on him to line up one-on-one against the premier offensive tackles and expect him to generate pressure, I just don't think he's that type of player. Now, is he a guy that's going to fit in no matter where he goes? Yeah, because the defensive coordinator is going to build the scheme around him. That's what you do when you have somebody with his type of versatility. But, I don't know that it actually makes sense for the Giants at 4 to take Isaiah Simmons based on what they've been doing, especially on the defensive side of the ball the last couple of years, what they've been building toward.
All right. A little more from Isaiah Simmons. First Take just a little bit ago. Should you be a versatile player or should you be a specific specialist at the next level?
You know, honestly, I feel like you could do a little bit of both because, you know, a lot of defenses, they run a lot of sub packages. So I could fit like great in there as well as being like outside linebacker, stack linebacker, or even a strong safety. So personally, I feel like just put me anywhere near that ball and I'm going to make it happen.
Well, Rick, he's clearly a kid that has confidence, and watching him play at Clemson, it kind of makes sense why he has that kind of confidence.
No, he's a freak athlete, and I mean, what he brings to your defense as far as affecting, all 3 levels of your defense, and I mean, most defenses do now play a lot of sub-package. Chris's biggest concern is, you know, where you put him in base defense. I just don't know with the 4th overall pick, what the Giants really need as far as a defensive player is concerned is someone that consistently gets after the quarterback. And I don't necessarily know if that's who Isaiah Simmons is going to be at the next level.
Feels like he's more of a blitzing kind of guy than just a lineup at defensive end and get to the quarterback, right, Chris?
Yeah, you want him off the ball, Dave. You don't want him on the line of scrimmage. Like, we used to always joke about it, and we called the trenches the ghetto because life is a little bit harder in the NFL down there. You don't want Isaiah Simmons, a 240-pound guy, around 300-pound offensive lineman. That's a recipe for disaster. Like, you want him to be able to be in space where he can use his elite athleticism to create all kinds of problems for opposing offenses.
Who does he remind you most of? If you had to put your finger on one guy that he reminds you most of that's played in the NFL, who would it be?
I would probably say Derek Brooks, Dave. I think he's a will linebacker in a 4-3 scheme. So you got to make sure that he's covered up by a 3 technique and a defensive end. But, I mean, he's a guy that can run and hit. I think he brings a lot of value as a blitzer, adding on to the rush. But I also think he can cover those running backs out of the backfield and elite tight ends. I mean, he's a special player. So that's who he is in base defenses. And then when you put him in sub packages, he can play your Mike linebacker, or he can play the star position, which is that nickel corner, that slot, and do a lot of interesting things. So I just think that when you have a player like that, you have to have a specific plan on how you're going to deploy him. And for me, it just doesn't fit what the Giants have been doing on the defensive side of the ball with all of their draft capital the past couple of years under Gettleman.
All right, let's go to the calls, 800-919-3776. Pat in Verona. Pat, you're next up on 98.7.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for doing what you're doing, man. It's nice to take your mind off the crazy stuff.
Yeah, we're here for you, Pat. What do you got today, buddy?
I run a hotel in Newark. I got 146 rooms of nurses and first responders that are literally here 4 or 5 hours a day, taking a shower and then going back into the mess, man. It's crazy.
Well, we certainly thank them and you for all the service that you guys are doing in this incredible time. What's on your mind sports-wise, buddy?
So my question was, so is there any talk around what they're going to do for these college players if it is put off? Because think about, the juniors that are going into their senior year. It's going to affect the draft next year. You know what I mean?
I don't think anyone knows. I don't even know. I mean, I'm not even sure if the NFL actually knows, what the start of their season is going to look like. I mean, maybe they have to push it back. I mean, maybe they have to play 14 games instead of 16 games. Who knows?
Yeah, I just wonder how they're going to get the exposure. Like, they got to give them eligibility for an extra year, right, if they don't play, you would think?
I don't think we know, Pat, to be honest with you.
Well, and aside,
depends too. It's gonna depend on the school too, man. I mean, the long term ramifications of completely canceling between not having the March Madness, and then all of a sudden now on top of that you want to not have a football season. I mean, you're talking about the sports programs for a lot of these schools in general being up in the air with how are you funding those? How are you paying all these scholarships if you have no NCAA tournament, and then on top of that you have no football season? It would ruin some of these schools.
Absolutely. Are you talking about multiple?
So I don't even know. I mean, could you even? You'd like to believe that they get an extra year of eligibility, but who? I mean,
but who knows? For us to say that now on April 22nd, 2020, is just—it's very premature. The truth is, we have no idea right now.
I don't think anyone knows, and what makes it even scarier even for the NFL, is that, God forbid this thing spikes back up, and it's worse the second time around. So
yeah,
you start up, and then all of a sudden now
you
have to shut down
the season.
Again.
Yeah, that'd be terrible for the NFL. Like, that'd be worst case imaginable. But as far as college athletics goes, I mean, unless you have a vaccination or a treatment protocol that we feel confident in, I don't know how you could justify asking the fall sport athletes to participate. I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think – I mean, as far as – no, I think as far as fall sports, period, I think the only one – I don't think it'll happen, but if there was one, it would just be football. It wouldn't be the rest of the sports.
And I'm not saying it's the wrong thing, but could you imagine watching, Alabama LSU in front of nobody?
No.
It would be so bizarre.
No, but I don't think they can imagine it. That's why you're hearing that it's going to be pushed back to the spring.
Let's go to Chris in Princeton, New Jersey. Chris, you're next up on 98.7.
Hey, guys. You know, you were talking about the conditions by which you would bring back athletes, football players in the fall. And one of I can't remember who it was, but was just kind of beaten on the fact that it would have to be safer than what the environment that these kids have at home. And, you know, the NCAA has a lot of resources.
That was me.
And football.
That was me.
One football program obviously have a lot of resources. I think they could pretty easily say that it would be as safe as the conditions at home, especially given some of the conditions at home that these athletes are coming from. And so I'm not an advocate or apologist for the NCAA. They run a monopoly, and, you know, it's kind of an ugly one. But I think, I think they could pull it off. It just, as one of your guys said, you know, it'd be pretty weird watching Alabama LSU in front of nobody.
I don't know how you could justify saying that our environment that we're going to create for the athletes when they're going to be practicing, you know, and you're talking about teams with 100-plus players, how that could be a safer environment than somebody actually being at home with their family.
Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, no, it can't be.
Yeah, I don't understand how you could say that's a safer environment.
The way you would spin it is that every single player, every single staff member would be tested, and then on a regular basis would be tested. And if, you know, if you're positive, then you get, you know, wherever they, you know, send you to get treated, and you're away from the team. I mean, that's how they would do it. I don't think that ends up happening, but that's what they would do.
No, I agree with you. They would have to have some kind of rapid testing procedure. But again, I come back to, how is that safer than being at home with your nuclear family?
It's not.
Exactly. By sheer numbers, unless it's not safer.
Unless you're, you know, being ridiculous where you're going out and you're socializing and you're going to the park and working out and all those kind of things and playing basketball with friends. But if you are doing it the right way and you're home by yourself or with your immediate family, it can't possibly be safer to be with 80 teammates against 80 people. It can't be.
Yeah, it can't be. So that's the part. That's where I come down on that thing. I just don't think that you can put the student athletes at any greater risk than you would put anybody else in the normal student population. That's my take on it.
All right. Are you ready for your hot take, your super hot take here today?
I'm ready, Dave. Locked and loaded.
He's ready with
his
hot take.
It's a lot spicier than the last take.
Nice. Now, we've already had hot takes come to fruition.
Yes.
I mean, the Gronk hot take last week, that's already happened. I'm hopeful that my hot take tomorrow night comes to fruition where the Patriots move up for the quarterback. So we're seeing the hot take turn into reality now. We'll see if this one does that as well. Rick, are you ready to guess here?
I am ready to guess, Dave. We need to know the sport, though. Chris needs to tell us the sport.
It's football.
It's the National Football League.
That is correct, David.
All right. I'll start, Rick, if you're okay with that.
No, I'm more than okay, Dave. Lead us off.
Okay. Is it draft-related NFL hot takeness?
No.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to stick with my guns just because Dave loves to mock me for this. Does this have anything to do with the NFC South?
You would be correct.
Yes. I mean, do they have a commissioner?
Vindication,
of the NFC South?
Dave. Vindication.
You should be the commissioner of the NFC South.
That's what happens when your father-in-law lives in Tampa, Dave, and he's sending you – I'm sitting here during the show when he's sending me pictures of the new Tampa Bay Buccaneers logo, and it's the Patriots logo in Tampa Bay Buccaneers colors.
Was it Doc in the park catching passes from Tom Brady when they got kicked out?
You know, would you doubt that? No. Yeah, I mean, he's probably adjusting his back after he threw passes.
Probably cheering him on. Come on, Tom. All right, so it does involve the NFC South. Does it involve the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
It does.
All right. Look at that. Three questions in, and we already have the team. And it's not draft-related.
No.
Not draft-related. This is going to have to be trade-related. Does this have anything to do with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers acquiring a tackle?
It does not.
It does not. I thought it was going to be Trent Williams. It does not. All right. So, now, Rick, we have not confirmed that it is, in fact, trade-related, though, right?
We have not confirmed. We do not have a definitive answer on that.
All right. Is it trade-related Buccaneers hot take?
Yes, in a matter of speaking, yes.
In a matter of speaking, this is trade-related.
So what do you think, OJ Howard? What are you thinking, Rick?
I'm thinking less subtraction, more addition. I feel like this is more adding to the roster. Okay. Does this have anything to do with another one of Tom Brady's former teammates?
No.
It's not Edelman. What started out so brilliantly is now really grinded to a halt.
Yeah, we hit a wall.
Think big picture. Upcoming season.
Upcoming season. It's not draft related. We don't know that it's addition, do we?
No, we don't know if it's addition. Could be subtraction. Could be. I mean, is this a hot take?
It's not about player acquisition.
It's not okay. Not about player acquisition.
No.
Huh.
How many questions do we have left? Two each?
Two each. Go ahead.
So
shoot.
We're in good standing.
Fire away.
Now, let me ask you a question, Dave. Does this have anything to do with standing in the division in this upcoming season?
It does not have to do with standing in the division, but you're going in the right direction.
All right. It's bigger picture than that, I think, Rick. Could he? You think he could say Bucks are going to go to the Super Bowl from the NFC? You think he's that?
I'm going to do you a solid.
It's not that. So it's not standing in the division. He doesn't think they go to the Super Bowl.
Think about what Rick said about the NFC South. Weapons in the NFC South.
What that's going to lead to. Could lead to Tom Brady winning an MVP.
Oh, that would be spicy. Quite the hot. I mean, that would be a
43-year-old MVP. That's
would go on the Scoville scale. It would be such a hot take.
Yeah, that's like ghost pepperish.
Yeah,
that's better
hot, but it's not quite that hot.
That would be humongous.
Would Tom Brady have to do in order
Tom
to be
Brady
in the conversation?
Is it a statistical look into what Tom Brady will do this coming season?
Correct, Dave. There you go.
Rick.
Tom Brady will lead the NFL in touchdown passes this season.
That's not it.
Tom Brady will lead the NFL.
It's not Tom Brady. No, I think
it's
this has
Gronk.
Something to do with. No, I think this is. I think this is not just Tampa though. I think this is the division. I almost get the feeling like this is going to be like. This is going to involve Tampa and the Saints.
No. You're getting off track a little bit. You're getting off track.
Okay.
You're getting off track. Come on back.
We're heading in the right direction, weren't we?
You're close. You guys are right on it. You're tap dancing on it.
Tom Brady, what did you guess, will lead the NFL in touchdowns?
This has to be about team, though. So take a team.
There you go. That's it.
Take a team. Yeah, so like the Patriots have the number one offense.
All right. The Bucs will have the league's number one offense in 2020.
That is a part of it.
Oh.
That's a part of it, Dave. But you're right there.
Passing
the New England Patriots. The New England Patriots will lead the NFL in both yards and points per game this season.
You mean the Bucs?
Who did I say?
You said the New England Patriots.
Well, yeah, the Patriots of the South. the Bucs.
That is correct.
All right, so that's not quite it. Here's the hot take. The hot take is the 2020 Tampa Bay Buccaneers will score more points per game than any New England team in the Gronkowski era.
Wow.
Patriots football. So what does that mean? They would have to average 35 points per game.
Wow. Wow, that's a lot of points.
The most that Brady and Gronkowski have averaged in any season in New England is 34 points. And if you're looking for context, the league leader last year was the Baltimore Ravens with 33 points.
So you think they will score more points this year than any team and more points last year than any team as well?
Yes.
That is a hot take.
But more points per game than any team – with Brady and Gronkowski in New England.
Wow. It's good. That's a good take.
That's bold. That's bold. Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, that compared to the four trades in the first round, that is, I mean, that's,
you like this one
better. Burn your face off. Nah, this is burn your face off spice.
Wow.
How are you going to stop that offense?
Hmm.
Help me out
that's
with that.
Good question.
How are you going to stop that offense?
And you got to figure the offense will look better, much better, come Monday morning than it does now.
Yes. If they're able to add the offensive tackle, yes.
I mean, they might add a running back, too.
I'm interested to see what they do at tackle because they got Donovan Smith. Ideally, you'd be able to bring in a left tackle and move him over to a right tackle. But, I mean, that's really all the offense is missing, another tackle and a running back. And based on the draft capital that they have, that shouldn't be an impossible task for Bruce Arians.
Yeah. You look at the weapons on that offense. It really –
Well, they had the number one passing offense last year in the third-ranked scoring offense with a quarterback that threw 30 interceptions.
Yeah.
Not to mention there aren't any defensive juggernauts in the NFC South.
No, and you're going to be playing in good weather or domes almost every single week.
Yep.
Yep. I like it. I love the hot take. Very good news, by the way, Rick. I just found out when the show is over, I will be going upstairs for the short commute to a beautiful, beautiful egg sandwich.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Egg salad or like a legit, like a,
no,
like
an
a
egg
breakfast
sandwich.
Egg?
Like a breakfast sandwich.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Scrambled eggs? We go with scrambled eggs?
Yeah, scrambled eggs, a little cheese in them. Sherry just texted me, I'm making the boys eggs for lunch. You want an egg sandwich waiting for you when you come upstairs. And who am I to say
delicious.
No? Right?
Who's better than Sherry? Let's be honest.
Although she did have an unbelievable moment this morning. So I came downstairs and I did Jordan Renan's podcast and I was walking around the kitchen and talking to Jordan and the refrigerator was beeping. She had left it open. Oh, okay. I mean, she's on work calls and things get in the way, so that's understandable. So I closed it. Like, I sit down, I'm talking to Jordan, we're dissecting the draft. About 2 minutes later, the thing's beeping again. She went, she took that orange juice and left it wide open again. And at this point, I was a touch annoyed. I said, you're not closing the refrigerator. She's like, I'm busy, I'm on a work call. And I thought to myself, this is not the mountain I want to die on, the hill I want to die on, but she can't close the fridge?
She's got a lot on her plate. Lot on her plate.
How would you have handled that? If Cassie, like back-to-back, within 4 minutes, left the fridge open twice to the point that it was beeping, you would let that go?
Yeah, but listen, I'm to repeat what you said, that is not a hill that I would choose to die. I mean, there's certain battles you fight. I mean, you're talking about a guy who went to the grocery store. Cassie runs in, and this is before the pandemic, runs in because she's craving beef stew. So she runs in, gets everything she needs for beef stew. We pull into the driveway, and she realizes that she forgot the beef for the actual beef stew. So I had to go back and get the beef.
So she just made stew.
No, I know. She made beef stew because I had to go back and get the beef. But beef. Yeah, no beef.
You went back into the trenches there.
Yeah. Well, what's my choice? I'm just going to have a vegetable
stew.
Soup? No. No, a stew is better with the beef. So I went and I get the beef.
Okay.
I supply the meat. That's what I do.
You're a big beef guy.
big meat guy.
I don't know what's wrong with you guys. I have no idea.
You know exactly what's wrong. We've been hauled up in our homes for like 6 weeks.
Oh, unbelievable.
How about Milo here, just quickly, before we get to the J-Lo A-Rod thing. So
yep.
We've been playing a lot of Uno, Old Maid. He got one of his school assignments is I deal out the deck of cards, and then you flip the card. It's kind of like war, but you flip the card, and he's got to decide which number is bigger, and then the bigger number takes the cards. And then we've been playing some tic-tac-toe. So he wins in Uno, and then we play Old Maid. And now, I mean, you play Old Maid with him. Once he gets the Old Maid, he, like, you can 100% tell he gets the Old Maid because he gets all upset. And then you try to take...
He has a tell, huh?
Yeah, but then you try to take the card, and he forces you to take the Old Maid card. Like, he won't let go of the cards until you take the Old Maid card. So it's not even... I mean, okay, we play that. And then I was thumping him. Just absolute... I felt bad to a point, but, I mean, he deserves it. We're playing tic-tac-toe, and I'm dominating. So finally he starts to get frustrated, and he yells, like mid-game, he yells, Mom, get in here. I'm like, whoa, relax. What do you need? Mom, I need you. So she comes running in. He goes, Mom, you got to go into my baseball bag. I need my eye paint. I said, what? he goes, I need to intimidate Dad. I need my eye paint.
But the great thing about this is he's totally serious, right?
No, he's dead serious. Like, he was aggravated that she said no. She's like, no, we're going to bed soon. I'm not going to paint your face. He's like, I need it.
Was there glare off the tic-tac-toe board, maybe?
I think he wanted to, like, intimidate me. I think he felt like if he put his eye paint on, that means, like, it was his game face, and he would win.
Kids are too much. All right, let's get to it. We teased it. We want to discuss it. J-Lo, A-Rod, the Mets. This is a bizarro situation to me. I mean, I got to be honest, though, Rick. I think I'd prefer J-Lo and A-Rod owning the Mets than I would to the Wilpons.
To the Wilpons, yes. Yeah, it's the Wilpons, yes. I mean, in owning, I mean, it sounds like he's going to try to put a group together to buy the team.
He would do what Jeter did down in Miami.
Which, by the way, I mean, if you actually read into what Jeter did, well, I mean, and the fact is he makes the investment, the initial investment, and then he's getting paid $5 million a year to manage, I mean, to be the president of the team. I mean, what's better than that?
No, well, that's Derek Jeter.
He's not taking his salary this year, though.
Not this year, no.
Yeah.
Which was nice.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you're part of ownership, and then, I mean, you're pretty much getting your investment back because you're getting paid $5 million a year.
Not a bad way to go. But how bad is this if you're the Wilpons, though?
You totally screwed this.
Yeah, I mean, you had a $2.6 billion offer, and they were going to let you hang around for 5 years and let you still run the team before they took over. And yet you decided that wasn't good enough. What do you think they're going to get for the team now?
Well, Darren Revelle, now I don't know how you could know this to be accurate, but Darren Revelle reported he's heard about $1 billion less.
Oh.
Well, I mean, with the economic uncertainty and being in a recession and people thinking that this is going to be a deeper depression, I mean, there's a good chance that they saw their best offer back in February.
Oh, I don't even think that's a debate. They will never see $2.6 billion again, ever.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, you really screwed up on that one. You're talking about hundreds of millions, if not billion of dollars.
I mean, I could see, I mean, it would make sense. I mean, A-Rod, especially when you look at what the offer was, what he could potentially get it for. I mean, he grew up a Mets fan. J-Lo's dad, I guess, was a huge Mets fan.
Oh, yeah, plus money is real cheap right now, too, Rick, with the interest rates being so low.
Exactly right. And then on top of it, could you imagine, like, the seventh inning stretch? Little routine maybe in the seventh inning stretch?
One of those routines we saw in Hustler?
Oh, my goodness.
Or the Super Bowl?
Yeah, the halftime show. Every night would be a halftime show at Citi Field.
It'd be fantastic. A-Rod does know baseball. I know a lot of people don't like A-Rod, but he does know baseball.
Very well. And guys respect him around the game, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it. I mean, you got the Wilpons who no one likes, and on top of it, you have Brody Van Wagenen as your GM. I mean... Is A-Rod worse than that? Probably not.
No.
I don't think he could be worse than that, but do you want A-Rod running the day-to-day operations of the team?
Day-to-day? Listen, he's pretty smart. I'd rather him do that than listen to, you know, to him during a baseball game, but that's just me.
I think him on an advisory role wouldn't be the end of the world. He's a smart baseball guy.
He's not going. What, are you out of your mind? Do you think he's not putting a group together to be on an advisory role?
Well, I don't think I want him as the GM of the team.
I don't think he'll be the GM. I think he'll be above the GM. He'll be what Derek Jeter is for the Marlins. That's what he wants.
Look, I mean, realistically, can he
be like the chairman of the team or something like that?
He'd be like the Whatever title he gives himself.
Mm-hmm. Nobody thinks 2 cents of the Wilpons. You got a manager who's never managed and a GM who we think is the worst.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't think you'd take it a tremendous step back if A-Rod and Jim get involved.
I don't think it can get any worse than it is right now.
I think it adds some credibility. And we'll see. I mean, again, you don't even know. I mean, who knows if this even happens?
Well, we know the Wilpons are looking to sell the team. Like, they have some estate plan issues. They're going to have to move off of this team at some point in the foreseeable future. It's just a matter of who they're able to sell it to and how much they're going to get for it.
I thought when I didn't sell my house, when I put it up on the market and I got like an offer 3 days into putting it on the market, I was like, you know what? I'm going to wait. It's too early. I thought I was mad. Could you imagine if the Wilpons?
No, you're going to, I would say realistically, you're going to lose. And this is sincere. At least $500 million.
I would agree with that. Yeah. Ugh. Yeah.
That's a lot of money.
I mean, if they got an offer right now for $2 billion, they'd almost have to take it, right?
I agree. And that's $600 million, Chris.
Yeah, somebody's got to pay for that kind of mistake.
I mean, $600 million?
Like
$500 million.
$600 million?
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, it's a
lot
of
money.
That's
all bad, Dave.
Yeah, but in typical Wilpons fashion, this is what happens.
Well, all right. If you're talking about an owner of a team that would be bad with money, it would be the Wilpons.
This would be the one, yeah. Huh. All right, Rick, you said you're all ready. You're buttoned up. You're ready to roll, yes?
All ready, baby.
All right, Santi, let's roll.
Do you need to feel better about your life?
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber, you go and do something like this.
And totally redeem yourself!
Let's take a look at Rick's Knobservation.
Welcome back, dum-dum.
Yeah, by the way, too, how cool would that be, though? I mean, Jeter versus A-Rod in the NL East?
Yeah, it would be cool.
He should have, A-Rod really, in hindsight, should have went to the Mets as opposed to the Yankees. He would have got more what he wanted with the Mets than with the Yankees.
Yeah. Because he was always the second fiddle with the Yankees.
Oh, it's always Jerry. I mean, that's always Derek Jeter's team. It's right. Like when KD went to Golden State, it was always going to be Steph's team. It was always going to be Jeter's team.
Mm-hmm.
Like, can you imagine what Mets fans would have done to get A-Rod? Oh, my goodness.
They would have lost their minds. A-Rod,
would they have paid A-Rod?
They would have had to. They would have had to pay him. They'd probably still be paying him. They probably would have had to defer all his money. Here's the first good story before we get right into it.
Nice.
I'm not sure if you guys have seen this or not. The USDA has agreed to buy $3 billion worth of food from farmers to help feed struggling families, which I think is pretty awesome.
Well, that is good. It's a good story.
Yeah. $3 billion. Speaking of,
you could buy a baseball
millions.
Team with that kind of money.
I mean, at this point, you may buy two baseball teams. All right, here we go. I'm going to give you a layup. I'm going to give you an easy one, just to ease you in. Okay, this is just to ease you guys in.
Okay,
did this happen in Florida?
Okay,
so you get the state mandates that everyone when you leave the house should have a mask on, right? Correct.
Yes.
So
yes.
Okay. So I mean, the best mask that you could get is outside of the one story I told you where the guy's walking around in full scuba gear because he's got his own oxygen tank.
I love that.
Is the N95 mask? Okay. Because that actually blocks small and large airborne particles. Otherwise, you go with, you've seen scarves, you've seen, companies selling masks. Well, how about this? See if this tickles your fancy. You can buy a face mask made out of the skin of a Burmese python, crocodile, or an alligator now, apparently.
What?
Okay.
There is someone that is making masks out of, you can also make a fashion statement. That's part of how he's selling this. Out of python, crocodile, or alligator.
And have they determined the level of effectiveness with this mask?
Not highly effective.
It's a great look.
But it looks fantastic.
Now, can you get the matching bag with the mask?
I'm sure you get the belt if you want. Yeah, okay. Belt.
And you got to coordinate.
Yeah, you got a mushroom jacket, need a mushroom belt. Got to coordinate. Is this Florida? Would this be something that you'd find in Florida?
Chris, doesn't this have to be Florida?
It has to be. You're talking about Burmese pythons and alligators. It has to be gators.
I think he said
it's a layup. It's a warm up. I don't think he would preface it if it was in Florida after giving us those clues.
Unless he's so diabolical that he says it's a layup. It's a warm up, knowing that's what we would think. And then it's like Ohio.
But then it wouldn't be a layup, would it?
It is spreading. It is. Florida is spreading.
I'm going to say Florida. Final answer.
Yeah, I'm going with Florida, too.
Santiago.
Burmese, always Florida.
Snakeskin. You guys are correct. That was a layup. That was Florida. Yep, that is Florida.
Yes.
He is the proud owner of All American Gator Products. here we go, another one. Did this happen in Florida? A man decided that it was going to be... This is almost the definition of diabolical. 28-year-old man. He is a suspect that has several arrest warrants out for him. In order to deter authorities, what did he do? He decided to tape a sign on his front door that said COVID-19 infected since 4/8/20 in hopes that the police wouldn't go inside the house.
So this is like a please disperse kind of a sign?
Yeah, I mean, he's wanted on several arrest warrants, violated his probation, and numerous other things. And he thought that the way that he wouldn't get in trouble, like he wouldn't get caught, or he, like the police wouldn't come to his house and arrest him, is that he would put the sign on his front door and they would just stay out. Which they didn't.
I love that.
Which they didn't. And here's what they
did. No, so they went right through the sign.
And this is the beauty of the story. On their Facebook, this is what the sheriff's department put. Placing a fake COVID-19 sign on your door will not stop us from kicking it in when you have felony warrants for your arrest.
But that's what I was going to say. Putting a sign on the front door, doesn't that make you more conspicuous?
Oh, 100%. So kicked right through.
He's hustling backwards, ain't he?
I love
exactly
it.
Exactly right.
I love it. Please don't enter COVID-19 since 4/8/20.
Yeah, oh yeah. Gave the date and everything. Was that Florida,
but he's
fellas?
Even past the quarantine date.
No, listen, you know, you're preaching to the choir. I get it. I mean, he's not the smartest guy. I just love now that the sheriff's, like authorities now are just like, they have their Facebook pages where they just mock people on the Facebook
Good.
Pages.
You deserve to. If you're that dumb, you deserve to be made fun of on social media. I'm going to say, Chris, you have a lean here?
I do have a lean, Dave, and I'm going to go with Florida just because it is the law enforcement's way down there to mock criminals on social media pages. Remember, we had the story with the Pembroke Pines Police Department did the same thing. So I'm going to go with Florida on this one.
You're so well thought out. I'll concur. I'll also go Florida with not the same conviction that Chris has.
Not the same conviction. Santiago.
I feel like it's Florida as well, much for the same reason, but to add to that, because it's a sheriff's department and not actually a police department. So I will say Florida.
I like it.
See, that was the clue. That was the clue. You guys are all right. You guys are on
fire.
You're
reading into the voice. Nice. I mean, Santiago, you really are.
He's dialed in, man.
You're a beautiful mind. You are a beautiful mind.
All this sleep has paid off. I'm just telling you that right now. All this sleep has paid off. Has anyone seen yet the Mayor de Blasio's, which has failed miserably, social distancing tip line?
Oh, is that when you send in a photo of someone?
Yeah. When you said yeah, and you text it in, you text in the photo. Mm-hmm. Well, they had to shut it down.
So it's like snitching for coronavirus.
Yeah, it's snitching. Yeah, and people decided to take it upon themselves that rather than snitch, they would text in penis pics.
You're a little snitch, and I don't like you at all.
Yeah, they just. They inundated it with, like, just the dirtiest things, like, eat a bag of you-know-whats. They have Mayor de Blasio. They have someone saying that they saw Mayor de Blasio doing something that he shouldn't be doing. Like, just a bunch of crazy stuff. So they had to temporarily shut it down. That didn't go over well.
I wonder that meeting. Wow.
Yeah, that didn't go well. Yeah. They didn't really think that one out.
Not at
as
all.
As well as they probably could have.
Not at all.
Here's another one, Dave. You're going to love this one. Did this happen in the beautiful state of Florida?
Back to Florida, okay.
Yeah, apparently a city council member decided that as he was getting ready to attend a virtual city council meeting, rather than do it from the comfort of his couch, where would he do it? I don't know. How about his hot tub?
Oh, God.
He was shirtless in the hot tub. He couldn't, at one point, he couldn't unmute his microphone, so he says, I'm trying. My fingers are wet. I'm in the hot tub. And he holds up a pair of goggles and a toy boat.
And this is your city councilman. Is it Florida or not? Here's the thing. Odds-wise, Chris, you think he goes 3-for-3 with Florida?
No, Dave, I don't.
Then
I think he has a curveball in there somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to... And to have a hot tub in Florida also doesn't sound like a great idea. It's already hot down there.
Yeah, you'd be at the beach with everybody else in Jacksonville.
Right, because that's where you would want to spend time, not socially distancing yourself from anyone in Jacksonville or anywhere in Florida. I'm going to say no. I'm going to say it's a colder weather area than Florida.
Yeah, I'm with you on this one, Dave. Not Florida.
Santiago, what do you think?
I'm also going to concur with the hot tub thing just for the fact that, like you guys said, if everyone's going to the beach, it's Florida. Who has a hot tub in Florida? No, not Florida.
Yeah, the best part of the story, too, is that the reason why he's trying to take the phone off of mute is because he's recognized to speak by the mayor.
Oh, my God. But where was it?
It was not in Florida. That was not in Florida. That was in Minnesota. That's North Oaks.
At least it was honest.
Yeah.
Minnesota, eh?
Hey.
Minnesota. And there you have it, boys. That is a hump day edition of Nobservations.
Beautiful edition of Nobservations, and hopefully that lived up to all that were so desperate for the return of Nobservations.
DiPietro, Canty, and Rothenberg, weekdays at 10 on 98.7 ESPN.